This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham.
The election of Donald Trump as president is a concern for a number of people. Trump has singled out Muslims as people to stop from immigrating to the United States.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
A Detroit native, Saladin Ahmed, is an Arab-American science fiction and fantasy writer, and in the past, his family has been targeted by Islamophobic bigots, including the burning of a community center that helped Arab immigrants. His family founded that center. Saladin Ahmed joins us now. What are you most concerned about?
I guess listening immediately to that clip, the real terror comes not so much from Trump's words, but from the kind of barely contained glee of his audience. And I guess that's the real concern for Muslims is, you know, Trump is one man. But when you hear these sort of sentiments being just received with almost rapture, because people have been just dying to hear someone say this, it's pretty chilling.
In the last weeks of the presidential campaign, Donald Trump backed off some of his stronger statements about Muslims and Arab Americans. Has that altered your concerns about Mr. Trump or his followers?
No, not one whit, really. The motivating kind of energy there, and I think the source of fear for most people, is less about any of the sort of nuances of any of his particular policy proposals, as much as any of them have any nuance or detail. I don't think it's the details of the proposals that scares people. It's the tenor of just bigotry and xenophobia and hatred that he's kind of created with his campaign, and now that it looks like he's going to take to the presidency and kind of establish in our government.
Back in January, you wrote a piece for the Boston Globe, and we'll remind everybody, it wasn't certain that Trump would be the nominee, let alone the president. In it, you said at the time, the bigots' shouts have grown louder. Muslim bashing in this country has reached a fever pitch. Has the Trump candidacy and his election as president normalized Islamophobia?
Oh, absolutely. And not just Islamophobia, but a broad range of bigotries, and I think it's absolutely normalized. Are there masses of people now who hold prejudices that they didn't have a year ago? No, I don't think so. But are the many, many, many people who hold those prejudices and have this kind of barely checked hate, do they sort of feel like their gloves are off now? It sure seems that way. I mean, just based on the kind of abuse I've received online, looking at the kind of personal incidents. I think it was just yesterday, within 24 hours of his apparent victory, a young woman in Louisiana, I believe, had her hijab torn off, and guys in Trump hats sort of yelling obscenities to her. This is reported by campus police. This is not in people's imaginations, these are incidents that are happening, and I fear we're only going to see more of this sort of thing.
What's the mood of the Arab American community and the Muslim community in the Dearborn area?
You know, I grew up in Dearborn. I now live a bit outside of that community, but when I go home and I see people, it's fear, it's rage. You have to understand that Hillary Clinton was not particularly beloved by the Arab American community either. You know, she has a long history of kind of intervention that people are not happy about. But that, I think, to people felt like the sort of abuse as usual that we're used to, and seeing our concerns sort of downplayed in national security issues as sort of par for the course. But I think that across the board, even for people who may have, say, 15 years ago voted for George W. Bush, really see a tenor in this party that's just naked and harsh that they didn't see. Some of us have always seen some hints of this, but I think even the more conservative members of the community are sort of seeing that there's real hatred that's the motivating energy of this party right now.
You have children, right?
I do, yeah.
So how old are they?
I have 6.5-year-old twins, one boy, one girl.
What are you telling them?
Well, you know, the reality of our world is that even before this happened, you know, each of our children separately has had incidents, even at that young age. My wife is black as well, so you know, they've kind of got double prejudice working against them, and they've already encountered comments. And you know, my son, he's heard things. He asked me months ago, "Are we going to have to leave if Donald Trump becomes president?" Right, because they hear things at school, catch glimpses off of the television, and that's the real thing that terrifies me, is just this general climate that we're going to be creating for our children with having Trump and folks like him in power, the kind of official line being that them and people like them aren't welcome here. It's terrifying, honestly. So speaking to them, you know, they're young. My wife and I sat down with them the day after the election, and they said, well, you know, Donald Trump won, and they knew, they had some sense of who he was and what's at stake with that. And, you know, we first wanted to reassure them that we could protect them and that we would take care of them in the way that a parent wants to. But, you know, after they leave and my wife and I can kind of drop the confident facade, do I know that I can protect my kids? This really calls that into question over the long term and frightens me in a way that few things have in terms of wanting to protect my family. I was in New York City on 9/11, and I feel more afraid today than I did then, to be quite honest.
Saladin Ahmed is a writer and a Michigan resident. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.